This is Dr. Holly Lucille's Mindful Medicine. Here's Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hi, folks, you mindful listeners. It is so great to have you, and thank you so much for spending some of your time with us. We have a great show today. We're going to be doing a gut check, fact check. Yep, and we've got the most important hero, my hero, to do it with. So listen, with 100 million Americans suffering from some type of digestive problem, it's no wonder that gut health has turned into a major health craze, boosting probiotics to the top of supplement sales. Yes, it is a huge category and it continues to grow every single year. Here's the problem. Few people actually know how to address common digestive complaints such as bloating, gas, heartburn, indigestion, and they rarely also seek help from a doctor. So as a result, most will just opt to pop probiotics or antacids or other quick fix remedies without much thought. But here, could you be making an uncomfortable situation worse? Well, I see it all the time. Like I said, I have on the show Dr. Michael Murray. He is regarded as a pioneer of and one of the world's leading authorities on natural medicine. He is a personal hero of mine. I remember meeting him for the first time. I was shaking in my shoes. I am so happy to have him here. Dr. Murray, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Holly. It's always fun to talk with you.
So this is a really important subject because now you are a naturopathic doctor as well as myself. And I remember in school, we sort of had this saying called heal the hole. And of course, that's the hole that starts at your mouth and ends all the way back there. Because so much of, I think, our overall health really has to do with our ability to have that hole be very full of integrity, be able to take in nutrients, digest, absorb, assimilate them, let our body use them as fuel, and then, of course, on a regular basis, rid of the waste products. So gut health is certainly important, but it's also a big buzz.
Absolutely, and it's nothing new, the focus on the gut. I mean, it's part of naturopathic medicine. It's been since Hippocrates. Hippocrates probably said it best. He said, all health begins in the gut. He also said, all disease begins in the gut. And now, with the discovery of more or less the microbiome, even though we've been talking about the gut flora and the microbiome for decades, modern medicine has finally discovered it. And there is so much focus right now in medical research on the importance of digestive health. And what they're learning, lo and behold, is that many of the common approaches, particularly the use of antacids, is really detrimental not only to gut health, but to overall health. And the statistics are just sobering.
Yeah, so tell me about those statistics. How widespread of a problem is gut health?
Well, I mean, if we just look at it, it's hard to say because I've read different things. I mean, if you take a look at something like constipation, it's known that 100 million Americans regularly experience constipation. One out of three adults experience gas, bloating, indigestion, minor heartburn on a regular basis and seek over-the-counter or prescription medications. And this is a problem because many of these drugs, they're great at suppressing the symptoms, but they actually end up causing a lot of problems, such as early death. And I'm not being overdramatic here.
No, I know.
These proton pump inhibitors like Nexium and Prilosec, these are really a problem. What the research shows is that, yes, they work to suppress gastroesophageal reflux, heartburn, but that it comes at a cost, and these drugs are known to cause gastrointestinal infections, increase the risk for pneumonia, increase the risk for fractures, increase the risk for heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's disease. It's a surefire way to cause an early death. That's what the research shows. When people start using these drugs, their life expectancy shortens dramatically, and the reason is because they have a 250% increased risk of having a heart attack or stroke. They have an increased risk for many forms of cancer. And these drugs are known to be a causative factor in Alzheimer's disease. So, if people don't take anything else from this interview today, the message I want them to hear is There are safe and effective alternatives to these proton pump inhibitors, and there are safe and effective ways to naturally improve your digestion. The problem with many of these drugs, they're blocking the symptoms, but they're not getting at the underlying root cause. That is simply bad medicine, and we have to be sick and tired of bad medicine, and we have to start focusing on getting at the underlying cause of the symptoms and not suppressing the symptoms, but treating that root cause and relieving and curing the situation.
Yeah. Yes, and what you know, I think one of the most important things that you said there, well, first of all, I'll go back, you know, so you're right. These proton pump inhibitors, they're wonderful at perhaps a short-term symptom relief, but long-term, the risk-benefit ratio is just not there. My mom had a white-knuckle grip on her Prilosec, and I can go down the list, especially early death. She died at 74 years old with severe osteoporosis, with gallbladder disease, with Alzheimer's. I mean, you go down the list and just check them off. And she had been on that for at least 25, 30 years. And so I think the other thing that I really want to highlight that you said is that there is safe, natural, and effective. I mean, that is the thing. These things that we're about to talk about, really using the least invasive methods to diagnose and treat, which we as naturopathic doctors always think about, they work. So tell me that this is true. Many people do have a misconception when it comes to the gut, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So do you want to get into this true and false gut?
Before we do that, I like the title of your radio show here, and I want to just we've been kind of talked about this, problem with these proton pump inhibitors. But, you know, talk about safe and effective natural treatments. I mean, they did a study where people had intractable burping when they eat. They just start burping, belching. And so researchers enrolled them in a program, taught them how to become more mindful while they're eating and breathe with their diaphragm, and literally cured them 100% of this chronic digestive issue that they had. There was a recent study where they looked at the influence of drinking alkaline water. You can make your own alkaline water with just a little bit of lemon juice added to some water, or you can drink alkaline water after a meal. And they found that that practice was actually more effective than a proton pump inhibitor in relieving symptoms of gastroesophageal reflux disease. So there are safe and effective measures that don't cost anything. We're going to get into the use of some of the key supplements for digestive health, but I just wanted to get that out there because I know that mindfulness is the focus of your show, and obviously that attracts your audience, and I wanted to just reinforce what you're teaching.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, mindful medicine is really important to me because my goal is just, let's just use our minds. There is so much information out there, and I think people get caught up in, as you say, sort of this craze of gut health and also this huge category of probiotics. And so I'm happy to drill down and help people just open their minds. And I love what you said. So adding a little lemon juice to water can make it alkaline and once again, effective, but then cost effective as well. Very cost effective when we look at the overall picture. So let's get into this I've seen you on interviews before, and I think this is great. A little true false gut check game with you. So true or false?
Okay.
Carbonated drinks cause gas.
It's actually false. Carbonated beverages can cause belching, but they don't cause flatulence. And it's funny, you've got our friends that ask us questions about their family members because they want free medical advice, I guess. But I got an email from a good friend of mine, and his 12-year-old son was having symptoms of GERD, and they wanted to prescribe a proton pump inhibitor to a 12-year-old. And I said, tell me a little bit about his diet. And it turned out he was they're in Europe living temporarily, and the boy was drinking carbonated beverages, mainly mineral water at every meal. But my gosh, he was drinking a lot of it, and that was causing that seemed because when they switched to just regular spring water, total elimination of the symptoms. So yeah. Carbonated beverages can cause some reflux or belching, but they don't cause flatulence.
All right. True or false? This is a great one. Water weight is not real weight gain.
water weight, well, first of all, I say that's false. Water weight gain can be a sign of inflammation. It can be a sign of sodium retention because of a diet. So it is real weight gain that tells us that maybe something's going on there that we need to address. Maybe we need to reduce inflammation. Maybe we need to reduce the intake of sodium and highly processed foods.
Right. So once again, that body with sort of symptoms, any symptom like water weight gain is a communication to us telling us that, hey, there's something out of balance. And so look a little deeper. All right. Next, true or false? The best way to handle indigestion is, you know, the Tums, just popping an antacid. They're easy. They're colorful. They taste great. Is that true or false?
Well, we've been battering the proton
pretty much
inhibitors, but yeah, antacid therapy is a path to more digestive problems. So the answer is false. That's not the best approach. You don't want to block digestion. You want to enhance digestion, and that's where you look to natural digestive aids that can really help our body break down the food more effectively.
That's such a great statement. You don't want to block digestion. At the top of the show, we sort of mentioned how important it is to overall health. We want to enhance digestion. Folks, that is a big take home. That is a mindful note right there for sure. Totally agreed. If this is, as you said, one point that anybody can take home and then spread the word, there are other things besides antacids that the risk-benefit ratio just is not there, and it's proven in the research. Okay, true or false? For gas and bloating, just take probiotics. They're amazing. They cure everything.
Well, it's false. Probiotics have limitations. They're very important for overall digestive health, and as I said at the beginning, this microbiome, this collection of gut bacteria and fungi and other organisms, plays a huge role in our overall health, our immune function, our mood, our cardiovascular health, our metabolism. It's very important to have a healthy microbiome, but probiotics do not digest food. And many of the symptoms that people experience in their digestive tract are related to impaired digestion of their food. So probiotics aren't going to help that aspect too much because they don't break down food. That's where enzymes come in. Enzymes are molecules, digestive enzymes are molecules that break down food particles into smaller units that our body can then absorb. If we don't break down the food, then it can cause a lot of gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, even diarrhea and malabsorption. So enzymes, digestive enzymes, are much more indicated for people who are dealing with gas, bloating, and chronic indigestion.
So, very important point. I mean, because as you said, probiotics is a category in the natural product industry that continues to grow each and every year. And for what, I think it's great that the awareness is there and that we are talking more and more about the microbiome through the microbiome research project. And it's a very rich, robust research arena. And it's amazing the things that we're learning about precision probiotics and different strains that are being studied. But I do see people, especially in my practice, kind of taking them across the board for digestive issues. And what you're trying to say here, and I think you're saying effectively, is there's a difference between a probiotic and then an enzyme. Can you sort of visually, and now I know we're onto the radio, but talk us through what an enzyme does to food?
Yeah, well, an enzyme does to food, our food that we ingest is composed of long strings of molecules that if they're not broken down into smaller pieces, they get digested by gut bacteria and yeast, and that can lead to a lot of indigestion, gas, bloating, and the production of inflammatory compounds and various toxins. So we don't want that. So enzymes are like scissors that chop up that long string of amino acids that make a protein, or they help break down the fat and the carbohydrates. So enzymes really are breaking down those large food particles into smaller units. Now, most people have had children or know a little bit about children who have difficulty tolerating various foods and maybe even infant formula. And the only difference between a regular infant formula and one for a child who is sensitive or has colic, the hypoallergenic formula has been partially digested with enzymes. So it's a way to help the baby have access to that nutrition, and the baby is the result of ingesting that hypoallergenic formula that's been partially digested, doesn't have the colic and the gas and the diarrhea and the foul-smelling stools and all that that comes with it. Happier baby. As we age, we start secreting less digestive enzymes. And there are many factors in food and in the environment and our own kind of genetics and our physiology that can lead to impaired secretion or activity of our own digestive enzymes. And that's where supplementation can really play a huge role. We know that supplemental digestive enzymes are very effective in treating many of these digestive complaints, particularly gas, bloating, and indigestion. And that's because they're literally breaking down those offending food particles into smaller units so that they're not causing the gas, bloating, and indigestion.
Excellent point. And would you say also that, you know, when we talked about antacids, and now we know that antacids obviously are acid, our hydrochloric acid that we have, so it's suppressing, again, our ability to digest, and then also our ability to absorb those trace minerals and break down big proteins and those things. And would you also suggest that antacid use is affecting our own digestive enzymes as well?
Oh, absolutely. Our digestive system is really a complex system, and there are a lot of interactions and relationships. For example, if we're talking about the release of hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes in the stomach, that's kind of like a domino, a big domino, and that domino has to happen in order for our pancreas to secrete bicarbonate to neutralize the acid, as well as all of the enzymes that are contained in those secretions. So if you're lacking or your hydrochloric acid, you're taking a drug that blocks its production, what happens is the pancreas doesn't get the message, so it's not going to dump its enzymes. And if it doesn't dump its enzymes, you're not going to digest the food. And if you're not going to digest the food, you're going to have digestive symptoms, in particularly a lot of gas. So everything is interrelated and works as an orchestra. And if there's a member of the band that's not there, you got problems. And that's where... A lot of buzzwords are coming into play these days, like leaky gut syndrome or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or functional digestive disorder. These simply reflect something has gone awry in that orchestra. And the enzymes are a very important member of that band because they are different types of enzymes, so there's different instruments that are being played by these digestive enzymes. So very important, I think, for people to look towards digestive enzymes first. I know that probiotics outsell enzymes by 50 or maybe even 100 to 1. But digestive enzymes have been a mainstay of the natural product industry and naturopathic medical care for decades, and for good reason, they work.
Yeah. So, and you mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of people that suffer from digestive complaints that actually don't present to see a doctor, to seek help from a doctor. Obviously, presenting to a naturopathic doctor, we're going to get in there and identify and treat the cause of the digestive disturbance. So because we know that people are, I mean, millions of Americans suffer from digestive complaints and they are going to over-the-counter products. You are currently serving as the chief science officer of a wonderful company, Enzymedica. What advice can you give a consumer who has listened to this program, knows that, okay, probiotics are great for a lot of things, but they might not be touching those digestive complaints overall? What advice would you give for our listeners regarding what to look for in a digestive enzyme?
Well, first of all, seeing a naturopath can really speed up process of success and getting results. So I would encourage people to consult a naturopath. And often the doctor as well as the patient have to be a little bit of a detective. And a couple of things. One, if someone starts having gas and bloating almost immediately after they eat, that generally indicates lack of hydrochloric acid. So I recommend giving hydrochloric acid with proteases or pepsin a try. As far as what to look for in a digestive enzyme product, these are really useful if people start getting uncomfortable, belching, bloating, indigestion, gas, about 30 to 45 minutes after eating. And I work for Enzymedica, so of course I'm going to recommend Digest Gold as kind of the starting point. We have specific enzyme formulas designed to address specific enzyme needs, such as if someone is a milk intolerant, or someone is intolerant to vegetables and beans, or someone's intolerant to gluten. We have specific answers for those. But Digest Gold is North America's number one leading enzyme supplement. It pretty much outsells all other leading brands combined. It's been around for 20 years now, and it's just kind of the mainstay in natural digestive care. And it's very special, and that's why people get results with Digest Gold, where they don't get the results, same sort of results from other enzyme products. And what makes it special is Enzymedica actually takes a highly potent variants or strains of enzymes and blends them so that they're effective throughout a very broad range of pH. Most enzymes like an environment of pH, very specific for them to work effectively. Well, what we do is we blend enzymes that are effective in an alkaline environment with enzymes that are effective in a neutral environment, and those that are effective in an acidic environment, so that we have activity throughout the entire digestive tract, because our digestive tract varies in pH depending on the body part. So as a result, studies have shown that Digest Gold, for example, works three times stronger and six times faster than any other digestive enzyme product on the market. And that means you get better breakdown, more scissors attacking those long chains, breaking into smaller particles, and that happens six times faster. And so as a result, people get relief where they hadn't gotten relief from using other products. And we have a simple challenge for people with digestive issues is just, give Digest Gold a try. Take one capsule before meals for 14 days and see for yourself if it's the right product for you. And it's this word of mouth and experience that people have had that has led to Digest Gold becoming, as I said, by far the best-selling digestive aid in North America.
All right. Dr. Murray, thank you so much. There you have it, folks. Listen, the key here, a couple take-homes from this mind-blowing segment. Don't block digestion, especially if you have digestive disturbances. You want to enhance it. Ultimate of do no harm, go ahead and give something a try. If you are, if you try it and it works, it's like digestive enzymes, that's awesome. If it doesn't, we can dig a little deeper. So you can find more about Dr. Murray at drmurray.com. You can spell that out, drmurray.com. All right. Thank you so much. And until next time.